What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Doing to actively work against its own tax-paying citizens, its own people, the electorate there. Do you feel like Pam Bondi is... Do you think she's clear-eyed in the direction that she's taking the attorney general office, her focus? Is she heading in the right direction as quick as she can?
Oh, yeah. Look, she only got sworn in, what, a week ago?
Mm-hmm.
And already two major lawsuits against two very big states. Two of the states, by the way, that have some of the largest populations of illegal aliens in the country. And I would think, actually, that residents of both states would be cheering about this, because I cannot think of a more reckless policy than a policy in the city of Chicago, the city of Newark, that says that when we release a criminal, illegal alien into the streets after they have been charged, convicted, and have served a sentence for burglary, mugging, assault, so forth, why we'd rather have them back out on the streets in our city than picked up and sent out of the country? That is just, like I said, it's not just stupid, but it's dangerous to have a policy like that.
Hans von Spakovsky speaking with us right now. You know, what some of the things that we've seen the Trump administration do as they are purging our country from these violent criminals who are also here illegally, The Guantanamo Bay thing is interesting to me. I want to get your thoughts on that usage for especially the extra violent, the worst of the worst. Instead of taking them out of the country and sending them back immediately to where they came from, taking them to Guantanamo Bay for a moment to further this process. What do you think about that move?
Well, I think it's a good one. And all these people are saying, oh, my gosh, the president can't do that. It's terrible. Seem to forget that. Do you know why at Guantanamo Bay, a lot of people don't realize this, they have all these underground bunkers there that are filled with tents, food, all the supplies needed to set up basically a tent city for literally thousands of individuals. And why is that there? Because Bill Clinton. First used Guantanamo Bay for tens of thousands of Haitian immigrants who were coming to the country illegally. And part of the reason he's doing that is because we don't have enough detention facilities in the U.S. to hold all these aliens while they are being processed and gotten out of the country. And why is that? Why? Because the Biden administration was shutting down detention facilities throughout its 4 years.
There's so much that Donald Trump kind of callbacks of things that he's done in this administration, and he kind of kicks it up a notch quite often that prior presidents have done, and he takes that and then puts his own Donald Trump spin on it to make it more effective and more efficient. But when we watched Joe Biden and Kamala Harris during the campaign talk to us about how the border is secure, was secure, and then all of a sudden Kamala's like, but maybe we should build more wall. And it's like, wow, that's an about face. Is there any evidence to the contrary that the Biden administration kicked the doors wide open, told people to come here, and intentionally unsecured our southern border?
Yes, the evidence of that is overwhelming. And look, all you have to do is look at the numbers to realize that. More aliens came across the southern border illegally in the first year of the Biden administration than in the entire 4 years of the Trump administration.
Yeah.
Just in the first year. And that was because of all the changes they made, including, remember, the app they put on that you could download from DHS, the CPB app, in which an alien could download this app, tell the Border Patrol when and where they were going to illegally arrive in the U.S., and the Border Patrol would be there waiting for them, would process them, and then let them loose into the country.
Yeah.
That's how nutty their policies were.
The investment in southern border protections and control was always to streamline the process, never to stop it. It's been so crazy to see what I think we're like 24 days into this presidency to see how much it has changed on the southern border just with some policy change. Makes me really confident that the Biden administration was never interested in securing the border in the first place.
Well, yeah, and here's one more sign of it very quickly, and that is what? In the last 3 weeks, they've picked up, I mean, the last time I looked at the numbers, it was like over 10,000 criminal aliens. Now, in a three-week period, they wouldn't have been able to investigate and find out the locations of over 10,000 criminal aliens. The only way they could do that was because DHS already knew where they were. That means the Biden administration knew where these criminal illegal aliens were and had made the decision not to pick them up.
Well, we've got the evidence now, and we've got the right guy in office now to change it and put us in a much more safe and secure place. But there's a lot of work to do, and the Attorney General is certainly helping lead that charge. Hans, thanks for being with us today. It's always good to talk to you.
Sure thing. It's always nice to talk to you.
Take care. Bye-bye. Hans von Spakovsky, our friend at the Heritage Foundation. He's our senior legal fellow there. Let's take a quick break. Ryan Wiggins back in studio. He's got Wiggins America Next. Stories that make you go, what? It's always interesting to me, the things that make Ryan Wiggins go what and the things that make me go what are not always the same, but sometimes they are. We'll see when we come back. The YouTube live chat poll for today. Go to the Annie Fry YouTube channel, youtube.com/@AnnieFry, F-R-E-Y. Can gone woke businesses successfully unwoke themselves? Yes or no? On the Annie Fry YouTube channel. Would love to read your comments to this one as well. We'll be back in just a minute with Wiggins America. Don't go away. And I'm not.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of 5-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Wiggins! Oh! Wiggins!
Yeah, I think that was real big fish.
I love it. It took up 2 years? It was huge for maybe 2 years.
Yeah, people were dancing, skanking is what they call it.
And like what?
Then it went away. Up. Yeah, you didn't know this, did you?
People always said that about Ryan Wiggins.
Have you heard of ska?
No.
Ryan Wiggins, most likely his senior superlative, most likely to skank.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like a... like
made good
like
on that smell, one.
I like sure did all
dance
through college.
While smelling bad or something. That's what it makes me think of.
Well, no, that's stank.
Stank.
Skank is totally different.
Yeah. It's ska dancing.
It's hard to skank if you smell bad.
Yeah. Well,
not for you?
I don't think the smell really had anything
so good?
To do with it.
Okay.
I think people could skank whether they smelled great or bad.
Ew.
Ska music, though, is just with a bunch of horns, and it's basically reggae sped up.
Horns.
And it was 2 years long.
Okay.
It was the late 90s.
Like maybe
yeah,
you could.
Well, I mean, it was big in like the 20s, but the 1920s. Like an evolution of that type of jazz and flapping.
They call it ska was like round three of whatever the ska movement was.
Would you consider the Urge ska?
I think they dovetailed into it. I don't know that they intended to be, but yes, sort of.
Yeah.
You know what's weird is that Real Big Fish, I just realized for the first time, is a pun because they spelled it R-E-E-L.
Yeah.
Big Fish.
I had never heard of them. And when I was pulling it, I realized it in the first 2 minutes.
Well, I was in high school. You know, I was stupid.
Ethan, you're smarter than Ryan.
Yeah. And plus, you're out of high school.
Maybe you could show me during the outro music some what skank dancing looks like.
I will.
Okay.
I will. And yeah, because I need some time to recover.
You're going to need to go get that coat.
Yeah. All right. These are stories that make you go,
what?
The first one is about the Chiefs Super Bowl after party. It was not great.
Well, they lost. They got their. It's not like they just lost either.
Right.
They were demoralized.
It was in every possible way a loss.
They still had one?
Well, apparently they book these big venues in case they win, and they have all these acts ready to go. But if you're the losing team, they still do it. They already paid for it. Some people show up, but the team doesn't really go. So it's kind of a party for nobody. And apparently that's what this was. Videos have emerged showcasing the Chiefs after party following Super Bowl 2025. DJ Dylan Francis provided perhaps the saddest look behind the curtain while he performed in front of an empty crowd. It was just basically an empty room. And he said,
REM there.
He said, quote, sometimes you have to go back to your roots and DJ for three people.
I was going to say, it's just Ryan out there with his fur coat.
Yeah. Shaboozy, MGK were all there.
Oh, wow.
That's and Machine Gun Kelly.
MGK is Machine it? Gun yeah. Kelly. That uh-huh. would make sense. And they had crowds
I like
around
how you
them.
To slow it down
yeah.
to verify
M
if
for
I
for Machine.
G for gun. K for kid. I checks out. They still did their hits, but there was just nobody around them. I mean, a few of their entourage were there.
Not even for a minute should you feel sorry for those people who got paid.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. They're fine.
Yeah.
They're doing fine. In fact, they probably preferred it.
They got to, like, okay, what do I have to do? Check, 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 check. Good night.
Yeah. Everybody in the club getting tipsy. All right. I'm going to cash my check, and we're going to go home early tonight.
Didn't the guy who sang that song originally, isn't he from St. Louis?
No idea.
Okay.
Is it MGK?
No.
Shush.
Because
I don't think he is.
You don't even know who he is.
No, I don't.
That's correct.
Machine.
Does he stands for?
Does he speak quickly? Machine Gun Kelly. Is that why you got that name?
Can you just? This story is not making me go.
Petition calling for Denmark to buy California secures more than 230,000 signatures.
What if Greenland buys California and then we buy Greenland?
Ooh, that's 3D chess. I was thinking, what about a swap?
We just make them, like, we just make Greenland be Upper California.
would you take the swap, though? If Denmark said, yeah, we'll take California.
California is like the third largest economy in the world or something.
It's not quite that, but it's up there.
It would be hypocritical for me to say about California something different than I say about Illinois, which is I would like Illinois to be great. I don't even know. Yes, I guess Illinois has been great in its time, but it's hard for me to even say make Illinois great again because it's been pretty messed up my whole life.
Mm-hmm.
So relative to me, I still want to fight for Illinois and make, you know, Illinois doesn't have to turn into Kentucky, unless literally because we secede. Mm. But if we can get Illinois to a place where it's moderate, California is going to have a really good chance of that in their next, this midterm election here, because people are pretty sick of the California way. A lot of people moving out of there as well.
Yeah, it's true.
What?
I guess that one didn't really work what? There as much. That was like a real discussion. Yeah. How about study reveals surprising way to get toddlers to eat their vegetables? You want me to keep going?
Yes, please. I'm listening.
What it says is that toddlers are more likely to eat their greens if their mothers consumed vegetables during the later stage of pregnancy.
What the heck are you supposed to do about that now?
Well.
Ah, dang it.
I don't think really
put
anything.
Put it back in.
Hell no. I just told my son yesterday, my husband was at Walgreens getting everybody their vitamins. And I'm on FaceTime. Do you do this with your wife? Or I'm like on FaceTime with him. I'm trying to guide him to get the thing that I want, the exact thing that I want. Do you know what I'm talking about, Ethan?
Uh-huh.
Actually, the only time I use FaceTime is in the grocery store with my wife.
Well, yeah. That's pretty much the same here. And I'm trying to guide him to the right set of gummies for me, and vitamins. And he's going over there. So I'm like, I said out loud, my son was laying next to me. I'm like, nope, not prenatal. Move right on past those. And my son's like, prenatal, what are those? And I'm like, it's the vitamins you take when you're pregnant. I said, I didn't take any with you. And he goes, what are they for? I go, to make sure you have a healthy baby and you do everything you can while you're pregnant. I go, I didn't take any with you. It made me puke. And he goes, oh. It's like,
that explains so much.
I didn't mean anything by that. Sorry, kiddo. You're doing all right.
Do you think there's something to the having cravings with certain babies? And then do you think the baby's craving that? Like, that's what they want? Is there anything to that?
No, I think that my kids want Lucky Charms because they're Lucky Charms.
Fair.
Marshmallows, they're good.
Mm-hmm. Do you save them till the end?
Yes.
No, I don't.
What's the matter with you?
Oh, man.
Have you ever had Oops, It's All Marshmallows Lucky Charms?
No, have you?
Yes.
What?
They're just dehydrated marshmallows, right?
Mm-hmm. I have no idea. I don't really eat Lucky Charms that much. I don't like cereal that much.
We don't have it in our house because we do like it too much. Mm-hmm. It just doesn't get to enter.
Yeah, I'll buy the kids' cereal, but it's like, oh, whole grain Chex. No. Like, there, deal with that, kids.
No, that stuff's just as bad.
Sucker!
It's just as bad. We have all of these big Tupperware things because it stays fresher longer if you put it in the Tupperware, and we've got all of that in our pantry, and they're just empty because we don't get it anymore.
So you don't really need the Tupperware?
No, I don't know what to do with it.
We have a real fight in my house about that stupid Tupperware. Like,
I have a feeling I know which side you're on.
It's taking up twice the space that it needs to. The cereal comes in a container. It's never going to get stale. But eat it too fast.
But do you put the cereal also in the Tupperware?
I do not.
Oh.
It's a waste of time. It's an extra step.
Who pours the cereal for your kids?
The kids.
Mm. And they seal it up right every single time?
No, but it doesn't stay in the house long enough for it to get stale. So it doesn't matter. There's no reason to have that.
That's
and before
false.
You say anything.
What?
I already said it's false. You're wrong. I'm with Katie on this.
What?
Last one. PGA Tour. You didn't know there were that many different ones, did you, audience?
I didn't realize they were different.
PGA Tour LIV deal is one step closer to merging both the PGA and LIV because of, and the headline reads, secret meeting in the White House with Donald Trump.
Ooh.
He's bringing everybody together.
Serious.
I don't know if it was that secret, if people from the LIV and PGA are telling everybody about it from the Daily Mail.
I don't know. It seems like it's still pretty down the down low here on Wiggins America.
But they're trying to merge these two big golf entities into one.
Page turn.
Yeah.
These two
How
big
many times have you said entities in your life? Entities.
I don't really know what to call them. And so we're going to go back to having one major tour, I guess, because they have competing tours. I don't know that they've actually finalized this thing, but it does look like it's going
to
happen.
I need you to go back and air check that last story and just assess the amount of information you brought the people.
What?
I didn't know know this was a segment about stories that are still making you, Ryan Wiggins, go, what? Tyrus, Congressman Mike Bost, next hour, don't go away.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.